This is Michelle, and welcome to Raising Your Consciousness. This is a space to raise your consciousness and reach your full spiritual potential, and that's through spiritual, esoteric, and even magical practices. This is a space to bring happiness and meaning back into your life. Let's get started. Today, we're going to talk about freeing ourselves from control. This is a very emotional and very deep conversation. And it's possible that it's going to hit some of you guys in the heart. But part of growth is awareness. And when you become aware of the things that you are doing in your life that's keeping you from growing spiritually, then it opens up a door. You see, when I speak to people that are dealing with self-worth issues, there's usually people in their life that are controlling them. And it's really quite easy to be controlled, because all you have to do to be controlled is not believe in yourself. To believe that other people have a better idea of what your life should look like. And when these things start to happen and you feel unhappy because you can't get approval from anyone, and no matter how hard you try, there's always somebody who doesn't like your decisions or your direction or your feelings or your actions. And then you're right back to square one. Choosing to listen to them, choosing to allow them to control your actions or decisions. And when I say control, I don't mean like bondage. I mean they're making decisions and you're listening to them because you don't believe in yourself. They are telling you how to live your life, what to do, and you're allowing it. The only way a person can be controlled is by not believing in yourself, not having conviction about your decisions or the direction you want to go. So many times I hear so many women saying to me that nobody supports their decisions, that their whole family is against whatever it is that they're doing. And they can't be successful because they can't get them on board. Well, I'm going to call bull crap on that, because that's control. And again, it's not their fault, it's your fault, because you have allowed somebody else to make those decisions for you, because you can't move forward unless you got that approval. That is control. And again, the only way you're controlled is by not believing in yourself, in your own decisions, in your own convictions, in your own desires. Now, obviously, this is a spiritual podcast, so let's turn this into a spiritual thought process. Oftentimes, when things aren't going our way, when we're feeling down, when we feel like we're at our lowest, when things aren't going right for us, when there's disaster after disaster, problem after problem, we blame God. I had a client one day who said to me that she begged God to give her an answer about a boyfriend that she had. And the next thing you knew, this guy was slapping her around and hurting her. And she came back to me crying and upset and said she loved him so much and how could this happen? And I said, well, didn't you tell me that you asked God to give you an answer. And I'm not saying God is responsible for the guy slapping her around, but what I am saying is that when you put it out in the universe for an answer, the truth will surface. And then you turn around and you blame God. Now let's look at this realistically. God is not a man on a throne with a beard and a cane, waving it around and making decisions. God is a collective consciousness. God is all things. God is this internal spirit, and you are the essence of that. And when you come into this world, you come in here to learn specific things. And if you get off track, what happens? Especially if you get way off track, disaster after disaster. And I really want you to think about this, okay? Really process this. Because when you start praying for the right path to show up, the doors will start closing. You need to pay attention to that, because when something is wrong and it's not the right path, that energy will just move in that direction and start to show what is right and what is wrong. If you're not paying attention to the small signs, those signs get bigger. And eventually it's like, boom, a bomb blows up in front of you and you can't go that direction anymore. And then what do? Cry, get upset, get angry, get mad at God, get mad at the world. You can't function. You can't do your job because your wife just left you. Your husband just left you. You found out somebody was cheating on you. You lost your job. All of those things play out when you're really looking for an answer and you're not paying attention to the small things. It doesn't have to be disastrous. It doesn't have to be this big explosion in front of you. The problem is you don't believe enough in that essence within you that's trying to be your compass, that's trying to guide you. And when you do that and you start allowing others to kind of push you in the wrong way, you get so far off track that the universe, the I Am presence, has to step in and close those doors. But what I see that happens over and over again is we keep on banging on the same doors over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. Sometimes we crash it open and it's a disaster behind the door. And then we get upset and we say, oh my God, these things keep happening to me. Why does this keep happening to me? Because you keep on doing the same thing over and over and over again. And the universe is trying to tell you in a soft way, in a nice way, in a nudge, and you keep on doing it, and keep on doing it. And so the universe makes it a little stronger, and then you fight back. You're fighting against the grain of life. You don't roll with it. And then you start feeling like something's wrong with you. Something I'm not doing right. Something I've did. I'm not good enough. No, that's not it. The circumstances in your life around you are not good enough for where you're going. The people around you are not growing with you. So those changes have to happen. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with those people. It just means they're at a different level. It's kind of like you go through your education and you finish elementary, and all the people that are getting held back, that are having to take certain grades over and over again, and you're progressing, sometimes even skipping levels, and you're now in junior high, and before you know it, you're in high school. And here you are, 15 or 16 years old, moving very quickly, and other people are like 18 and 19 still, and like sophomore, junior. and you're already taking college classes. You start your career way faster than other people because some of them decided not to go to college and they went on this whole sabbatical, or they had to figure out life, or they got offered a job making $15 or $20 an hour, and you went off to college, and you finish, and you're making $100, $150, $200 an hour. And they're still making $15, $20 an hour, and they say, oh yeah, your life is so great. And they're not in alignment. They're not in the same path as you. You're buying houses and getting married and having kids, and they're out going to bars and drinking. Tell me, that life is not in alignment with where you're going, right? You're not in bars. You're not out drinking. You're not hustling to get the next person that you're going to conquer. Your life has been created, and theirs isn't. So you know this, and you can recognize this, and it's easy for you to see because you met other people like you. So compare that and look at that. Look at the rest of your life in other ways, spiritual growth, for an example, as you start moving forward and you start growing. When it's not in alignment with where you are, those people need to kind of go into another space and let them grow at the pace that they need to grow. Some people take longer. Some people catch up. Some people speed ahead. This has nothing to do with right or wrong. This has to do with you believing in your internal spirit as a guide and a compass. And when you do not believe in yourself, you are opening the door to be controlled by others. And therefore, you are opening the door for the universe to create disasters and roadblocks in your life to put you on path. And those roadblocks will look like bad luck, one thing after another, until you recognize, until you become aware that the only thing that matters is you choosing what's best for you. And yes, it hurts to lose people. Yes, it hurts to lose a job. Yes, it hurts when disasters happen in front of you. But there's this rebirth that happens when you allow these changes to reform and recreate into something even more beautiful. When you don't judge the path that other people are on, and you don't judge your own, and you just move forward. And sometimes it becomes overwhelming. Don't focus on that. You focus on one step at a time, just one step. And pray for, what do you need right now? Show me what I need. Show me what are the next steps. And notice, pay attention, become aware of those little things that start showing up in your path. So many times I talk about how mindset has to do with spiritual growth, because when we are not in the right mindset and we're always in a negative space, how do you sit in a higher vibration when you're in that space? It's impossible. You're having this long distance relationship with God because you have dropped so low, so far down, that your arm cannot reach out and touch. But when you let go and you start allowing that internal GPS to guide you in the right direction, suddenly you start to feel that energy around you. You start to feel confident that God is guiding you. It doesn't have to be destructive if you listen, if you follow that GPS, if you start believing that something inside of you is guiding you in the right way, and you let that be your compass. Stop worrying about everybody else. Who cares? They have different lives, different purposes, different GPSs. They may be going to San Antonio. You could be going to New York. Why would you follow somebody to San Antonio if your goal is to get to New York? It makes no sense. Believe in yourself. And when those struggles start to happen, and you start to see all of those things crashing in front of you, ask for the secret windows to be opened. Now, I've told you this over and over again in some of my podcasts. When all the doors are closed, look for the secret windows. And if you cannot see them because you're blind, because you don't have that self-awareness, ask for them to be exposed. Pray for that. Ask your guides, your angels, to point you in the right direction. Pray for guidance. Pray for awareness. And always look up, not down. The biggest problem I see is that most people are looking down. And when you look down, you're going to see nothing but crap. But when you look up, you see beauty. Start looking up, follow your GPS, and pray for those doors to be open. This is Michelle Thompson, and I hope you enjoyed this talk.